When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Very special WIP Afternoon Show all day. It is Birds at the Half, Chickies in South Philly. You can join us this evening for a special guest bartending event with Lane Johnson. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. That starts at 6. Ike, you will be guest bartending as well.
Yeah, shout him up!
Howard, are you guest bartending?
I'm going back to practice to listen to...
Oh, come on!
Wow.
I'm going back to the locker room and listen to Jalen's words of wisdom.
Okay, well, he wants to be Insider of the Year.
Make sure you ask him about the defense. That's all he cares about.
Who, Jalen?
Yeah.
He does talk about
the defense. Dude, if you don't ask him about like the Rams defense, he goes, he shuts the press conference down.
He does.
Because he doesn't want to give an indication of what they've seen so they know that he...
No.
Looks for that.
No, he wants you to ask him about the Rams defense.
Yes, he wants you to ask him.
Because it shows how much he's been studying.
Oh, and he can say, I respect them.
And
what an interesting answer.
Yeah, it's same.
All right.
They all say the same.
We have Baldy on the phone. Jack and Howard, the Jack and Howard Show. Every Wednesday at 4, Brian Baldinger joins us, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel great, guys. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game and start of week 12 here.
So, ask you about the Eagles just in a general sense compared to the rest of the NFL. They're sort of like you can do tiers with players and you can do tiers with teams. The tiers with teams, just the top championship contenders. I think you have to put Kansas City in there. You would put Buffalo in there. You would put Detroit in there. Would you put the Eagles in that same tier with those teams? Would you even put those teams in that tier?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh. Throw Pittsburgh in there. Maybe we'll see what the Ravens do against the Chargers this weekend. There's some teams that are really coming on right now. We'll see what Minnesota does to maybe stay at 9-2 and you know, what Green Bay does this weekend against San Francisco. The good teams are separating themselves, and that's what the Eagles have been doing over the last month and a half. They're separating themselves from, you know, teams that are contenders and teams that are pretenders right now.
Baldy, we talked a few, 2 weeks ago, I think. I think it was after Saquon's game with the most touches. And we were all talking about his touches per game and looking forward to next year, and you said it was a concern. They haven't really changed. Is there a certain point in the year where you just have to say as a team, look, we're going for it and let next year be next year? Or is it something that they still have to keep in their mind as the season moves forward?
That's hard. You know, it's a really good question. Because I feel like you got to go for it. Like, I feel like Saquon's going to win the rushing title. He probably is going to get 2,000 yards or close to it. Total yards. I feel like, because that's what San Francisco dealt with this year. They went for it. And I was saying the same thing about McCaffrey last year at this time. And, you know, he's had a terrible offseason, and he really hadn't had a great two games so far. But they went for it. And, you know, they came within, you know, a couple yards of winning it. So I feel like you're on track. He's your best player. The team is built around his abilities right now. I say just go for it, and the heck with next year.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that's where I done switched to as well, Baldy. A couple weeks ago, I'm like, yeah, we got to save Saquon. We got to limit his touches. I mean, my goodness, every time he touches the ball, you think he has a chance to break a big run. And quite frankly, I think he just energizes the whole team. I mean, that's the type of special player he's been this year. I think they actually feed off of him a little bit. Would you agree with that?
Totally, Ike. Totally. I mean, you know, you've been around Saquon. I mean, he's just a really level-headed kid, but you can see it's the talent. You know, the talent level is just different than everybody else. Mm-hmm. His size, his movement, his breakaway speed, jumping backwards over people in the heat of a game. Like, his talent level is just different. You know, it's just there's. You know, I mean, AJ's got a talent level, and you know, certain players in this league. Through the history of the league, they just move different, they look different. He's one of those guys. And, you know, if you go and you go, okay, well, when are we going to limit the touches? Because, like, he's ripping these runs off against New Orleans and Washington in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But it's the touches that kind of get him to that point where he just feels it, he sees it, and then he explodes. You want to take those opportunities away and give them to Gainwell or give them to the rookie or, you know, let Jalen take them. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to turn down the chance for greatness by limiting his touches right now.
Yeah, I agree. You look at where this team is right now, Baldy. Four of the next five games, pretty tough. I'm leaving out the Carolina Panthers game. But you're talking about the Rams, the Ravens, the Steelers, and Washington one more time down there. Probably a tough stretch here. We're starting to think about the Eagles potentially getting that number one seed. How important, I know we're a long way away from that, but how important do you think that is to this team for the Eagles if we want to get to the Super Bowl? This stretch here will probably determine whether or not they get that number one seed.
Well, I think it's important to, you know, go through the gauntlet, to get tested, to go up against the best, you know, to take on the Steelers, you know, to take those teams on. Yeah. And you find out a lot more about your team in those games than if you do and you beat Jacksonville or you beat Cleveland right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to take the gauntlet on right here. It's set up perfectly. And, you know, the six-game win streak, is it a mirage? Is it real? You know, everybody's kind of, you know, gaslighting, you know, the rookies and the young players. That's all good. I mean, they've earned that. But now you're going to see, you know, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. You know, you're going to see a championship-level defense at Pittsburgh. Like, mm-hmm. these are good tests for the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, regardless what your record is against them, I mean, I think they're going to win some of the games for sure. But even this weekend against the Rams, you know, that Kyren Williams is a great back.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. They put in the rookie center in last week. He ran the ball a lot better, you know, against Seattle. Last week in the win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now Stafford's got Nacua and Cooper Kupp back. And those guys are great route runners. They're great after the catch. Like, it's good for the secondary to see a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. To see a top-flight running back right now. I think the Eagles are a better team, but, you know, the Rams have four young defensive linemen that are really good players. Jared Verse doesn't look like a rookie. Braden Fitz is a good player. Kobe Turner, Byron Young. They're going to see a good, active defensive line. They go and run the ball down their throats. You're going to, you know, you come away on that long flight home feeling pretty good about where you're at right now.
Brian Baldinger with us. He's with us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Baldy, when you look at Super Bowl champions in the modern NFL, let's say last decade, almost all of them have high-level passing offenses. The Eagles are sort of mid-pack. How much do you think that limits them in the quest to actually win it all this year?
They've run it 98 more times than they've thrown it. They have the highest run percentage of any team in this league right now, and they're rolling. You could say that it's a great question because I think Jeffrey Lurie, Howie, I think some of them think like this is not the way to win Super Bowls, but it's a good way to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
Baltimore was a little bit like that last year, and then they got into a championship level game with Kansas City, and they couldn't throw it good enough to win it when they stopped running it. So you got to be able to do both. Right now, running is winning. Lane Johnson, like I said to you last week, said we just run and hit people, and that's really good because that's what they're good at. But I do kind of believe that if you want to shut down a team's running attack, there's ways to do it. And so then are you good enough to throw it to beat a good team in a shootout or otherwise? So ultimately the answer to the question is you have to be able to do both, and you can't get far away from one or the other. Every fan in this, that's a fan of the Eagles, if you come out throwing it against the Rams, they're gonna shout all the way to L.A. Go, what the hell are we doing? But I do think there's a time when you've got to be able to throw it, and you have to be able to throw it well, not just play action. You got to be able to drop back on third and long when you're behind in big games to win those games. So ultimately, you got to be able to do both.
All right, Baldy, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother.
Look forward to it, guys. Enjoy the game.
There is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
That Baltimore, that's a great case study.
From last year.
Yeah, from last year. And it may wind up biting them again this year if their defense don't be the reason that they lose. But last year they actually had a good defense. I'm looking at Lamar's postseason numbers from last year. I mean, 212 yards passing per game. He played two games. He threw three touchdowns, one interception. And we know the interception he threw in the AFC Championship game. He also, I believe, got sacked a couple times and maybe fumbled. So he may have lost a couple fumbles as well in the postseason. In other words, I'm saying the passing game may have been what undid the Ravens. And they were the dominant team.
And they had Lamar Jackson.
And they had Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But his inability to be able to be effective in the passing game may have cost them in the end.
Howard Eskin joining us for the rest of the hour. We appreciate you being here.
King!
Mr. King.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No. Dr. King?
Dr. King. What do you think?
King PhD.
King okay, PhD. Yeah. Right. Dr. King, there's a different one of those.
Yeah,
he might not want to take that one.
It's like Doc Rivers not being Doc in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's like Martin Luther King was Dr. King. That was what I was referring
to. That was the joke.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, okay.
I knew that. I was just extending it even a little bit more.
Right.
That's good.
Well, what is your Eagles obviously playing well, 1-6 in a row, dominating rush-wise. Your concern, their ability to pass the ball to actually go all the way?
I do have a little bit of concern. I think Jalen Hurts is better this year, but I'm not sure it's good enough to win a Super Bowl. You know, you have to beat Detroit, so that's going to be a challenge. If you play them here, it's much better. They have, 14 games indoors. So it would be different for them to play outdoors. But Kellen Moore he brought it up the other day, and I forget what the question was, but paraphrasing Kellen Moore, there's going to be games we're going to have to pass the ball because, you know, these teams aren't stupid. They're going to, you know, put a lot of guys in the box, and they're going to force Jalen Hurts to throw the ball. So there's going to be games, and he said that, there's going to be games where we have to pass the ball. And he's going to have to be better. You know, it's nice. He's got good quarterback ratings, and that's all good. And he's better. But I don't know that you're going to win games throwing 20 passes a game. But what the running game does, and I can see what it's doing, it doesn't force Jalen Hurts to put the ball up in the air more. So it doesn't give him a chance to make a mistake.
Yep.
Or fumble the ball if he's going to do an RPO. So there really is a cause and effect here. Hey, Saquon Barkley's terrific.
Yeah.
But it really helps in protecting, I'll say. That might not be the right word. Jalen Hurts from turning the ball over.
Well,
no, that is the right word.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I
think in a lot of ways, the way you put it, as great as Saquon is the argument why the MVP always ends up being the quarterback.
Right.
Now, it's a regular season award, and Saquon, I think, should be considered for it just like McCaffrey was.
Well, he was quick tush-pushing.
Right. Well, it would certainly help his numbers. But it does, when it comes down to it, if that guy can't make the plays when you need to make the plays, how close do you think Hurts is to this is who he is, right? Like, in 3 years, how much of a different quarterback do you think Hurts would be?
Well, I saw him 2 years ago, and he was really good. So he's not back at that level yet, I'll say yet. So I think he can get better. And, you know, I don't remember all the different games 2 years ago, but he was better. He did a lot of things. I guess he went through his progressions a little bit better. He wasn't afraid to throw into tight windows. He saw the open receivers on time. I'll say on time, rather than like that interception in the end zone. Was it against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. If he threw it when he should have thrown it.
Which
it
is just a second before. I mean, we're talking about split seconds,
yep,
right?
I know. If he'd have thrown it when he was, it would have been a touchdown. But the reality is, he's got to be. He certainly has to be a little bit better. And that's why the quarterback really is the MVP of your team. If you don't have good quarterback play, it is very, very rare that you're going to win a Super Bowl. And that's why he's the MVP. I think Saquon Barkley's great, but I don't think he's the MVP of the league because the quarterback, I mean, Josh Allen right now, I think, is the MVP of the league.
He certainly put himself in that spot.
Jared Goff is there too.
Yeah, and I would put him right 1 and 1A. You can flip him either way. But that's because they make it happen. And they generate. I mean, you saw the – and Josh Allen, it's amazing. I guess he's so big and strong is why he can keep on running without getting hurt. That 4th and 3, everybody's going for it on 4th down now. But what a big play that was. 4th and 3, not only did he get the first down, he gets the touchdown. So the quarterback in the NFL would always be considered the MVP. And as good as Saquon Barkley is, and he really is good, and he's a great team.
Well, the very fact that he's in the MVP conversation, and you're right, it's a quarterback award. So yeah. When a running back is in that conversation, that just shows you the type of year that running back is having.
When's the last time a running back won the MVP?
I think it was like 10 years ago. Adrian Peterson. Oh, it was, yeah.
I think he's the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been 10.
Was there not good quarterback play that year?
I don't know. Well, he broke the 2,000-yard rushing mark.
Okay, for the first time.
So, now, yeah.
And it's changed some, too. I mean, there. I'd have to look at it, but it's really over the last decade morphed into almost specifically a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, since 2000, it was Sean Alexander in 05.
Yep.
LT in
06. LT won it, yep.
31 combined touchdowns. And then it was AP in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you got to understand the quarterback is really such an essential part.
Well, you got to have a record-breaking year as a running back
to really
get it.
Yep. And I think it does matter how many games the Eagles win at this point, because I think it's going to raise their profile. And then if Josh Allen has a couple bad games and blah, 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 blah. Well, I do wonder what the Eagles think about, because the big question is what the Eagles think about Jalen Hurts, right? We can yap about it from now until whenever. Mm-hmm. I just, at the end of the last segment, I asked everyone who they think is more likely to be with the Eagles at the start of the 26th season, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts. What do you think is more likely?
Wow, that's a really tough question. I would say Jalen Hurts, and the reason I would say that is because you've got to get another quarterback
to replace this one.
Yeah, before you move on from this quarterback.
We got Kenny Pickett here.
Yeah, that guy.
You're kidding me, right?
He's kidding. He meant Tanner McKee.
Yeah, that's who I really meant.
Yeah.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
Yes, he is.
But he doesn't have the athleticism to run.
It's funny. You watch Pickett, and you're like, wait a minute. How did this guy go in the first round? Like, just your eyes.
He's got gloves on.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't know that both of them won't be here in 26, but if you have to choose.
Oh, they're going to be here. I pick both.
Yeah, he picked both. He's a both guy.
Well, yeah, no.
Both going to be here.
Well, that's cheating.
Both are going to be here because I think they'll continue to have success.
There we go.
Yeah, but if you don't win
a playoff game. If you have to pick one.
Well, listen, if they don't win a playoff game, we're blaming somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody's getting
and you got to have. Man. You can replace a coach, but you can't replace the quarterback easily.
You're telling me Jalen's irreplaceable?
But I think they're both good, and I agree that they'll probably both be here.
All right. All week at 4:30, we are giving away tickets to go see Linkin Park August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center, the return of Linkin Park. Tickets are available tomorrow, Ticketmaster.com at noon, but you can win them now. It's very, very simple. You call up 215-592-9494, and we are going to play you a clip of a Linkin Park song. When the clip ends, you have to sing the next line.
Howard will sing it as well.
Howard has to sing it as well. Yes. He's not going to sing
it.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a clue. But you have to sing that. You can't say the words of the next line. You have to sing it with your gut.
Yep.
You got to really sing it the way that we sing Creed. So 215-592-9494. Buzz will pick you up. We will play you the clip, and you have to sing the next line. Again, the show is August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. 215-592-9494. This is Birds at the Half at Chickies and Pete's. Howard Eskin with us until 5 o'clock. Remember, tomorrow... Oh, no. I already said Elliot. Coming up at 6 o'clock today at Birds of the Half at Chickies and Pete's. Lane Johnson will be here to do some celebrity bartending. Mm. And
Jordan Mailata, too.
Jordan Mailata as well. Proceeds benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. So that is at 6. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.